online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government has survived a no-confidence vote called after May's Brexit deal was overwhelmingly rejected by lawmakers yesterday. The House of Commons expressed confidence in the government, not by a big margin. It was 325 to 306. That means May can remain in office had the government lost, but would have faced an election within weeks while preparing to leave the European Union on March 29th as well. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has entered the growing field of 2020 Democratic presidential contenders. At an event today in Troy, New York, she laid out some of her legislative priorities. The 52-year-old New York Democrat becomes one of an expected dozen or so Democrats to enter the race. Bombing in Syria today has killed members of the anti-ISIS coalition, including at least two American troops. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 200 points. This is SRN News.
Mostly sunshine, but a few clouds today. No rain expected. Our high will be 63. This evening, clear and an overnight low of 38. And for tomorrow, sunshine's expected. Our high tomorrow will be 68 degrees.
Hey folks, good afternoon. Welcome to SWAT Radio. I'm Brad Sykes here with my good buddy, my battle buddy, Doug McCary. Doug, happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you. It was good to be back in SWAT today.
It was awesome.
The SWAT meetings back. We had a new guy join us from the radio, so I was glad we had a new guy there.
Well, I had the privilege of sitting next to Ken.
Yeah.
And so, Ken, glad to have you today.
Yeah.
He says he's always tuned in, so I know he's listening.
Yeah.
And, boy, what a great study it was today. So I don't want to give any of it away for next week, because that's what we'll be digging into on the air next week.
But, yes, we will.
And what a topic that's going to be.
It was challenging again. You know, as you work through these texts, you don't get to pick and choose what you like and what you don't want to pick. And we were working through it, and it was very convicting to me. But glad Ken could join us. Also, Aaron joined us today, and this morning we had a guy named Teddy join us out at the beach. So we had a big group out there, so very, very glad. And we still have one more today, tonight, at East Side Community Church, 13301 Beach Boulevard at 7 p.m. That's 7 p.m.
And then don't miss the one tomorrow morning either.
Jumpin' Jack's House of Food.
Because they always have some good chow.
Oh, they do. We have breakfast pizza in the morning, and Dana usually whips up a good breakfast couple of pizzas for us.
If you've never had a breakfast pizza, it's pretty hard to beat.
It is. They even have a vegan one for guys that a vegan gluten-free one for guys that are watching what they eat.
Yeah, that'd be me. This isn't one of those pizzas that you had in college where you opened your fridge and that was the pizza from last night.
No,
this thing is really, really good.
They highly put something in their crust too. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's crack or something. Yeah. I don't know, because it's like very addictive.
But you know, man can't eat on pizza alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. You'll be delivering the message tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So that's 6:30 tomorrow, 6:30 to 7:30 at Jumpin' Jack's House of Foods,
yep,
at 10131 San Jose Boulevard. So don't miss it.
Yeah, hey,
great group.
And there was a shooting over in Spring Park. We want to pray for the families of those people affected. There, one killed and five shot in an SUV over in Spring Park area of Jacksonville.
I was just over there. I just came from that area. All the police are gone, and so it's all, you can get through there now, at least traffic wise. It was shut down this morning.
Yeah, well, that was why it was shut down, if you're wondering what was going on. A lot going on in the news. Do you know who Enes Kanter is, by chance?
No.
He's the plays for the New York Knicks, and he's going to skip the upcoming trip to London where they play against the Wizards because there's a chance he could be killed. This is what it said, because Turkey has an international arrest warrant out for him, claiming he is a member of a terror organization. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Well, this is also the same Turkey that put the pastor in jail. You remember? And had him in jail for a while anyway. So they've got an international arrest warrant for him. That's kind of scary. You know, it's because they, you know, they, he's afraid to go to London and do his job.
So they're saying he was a part of this terrorist group?
Well, they're saying he's part of a terror organization working with somebody over there. So that's, you know, they, but they don't have any evidence of his wrongdoing, he wrote last week. And he goes, I don't even have a parking ticket in the U.S.
I see that.
I've always been a law-abiding resident. Hey, by the way, did you see the Gillette ad that they've got coming out now on, it's basically about toxic manhood or toxic masculinity, not manhood, it's toxic masculinity ad. Did you see that?
No.
All right. It's the
is that the I see it. All About Money.
Yeah,
not the Me Too movement.
Well, yeah, it basically Gillette. Now think about it. Who is Gillette's primary audience?
That'd be men.
Yes, it's men. So they just disenfranchised all the people that they're trying to sell their product to. That's crazy. In some effort I don't know. It's just. It's crazy. I mean, this political correctness and stuff has gone crazy. If you have not seen it, you can probably Google it. Just put in toxic masculinity and Gillette, and you can see the ridiculousness of this ad. But
hey, I think we ought to start a comedy show. I mean, Steve, don't you think it's a good comedy show on the political correctness of America?
Oh, my gosh.
And the companies that make decisions to be politically correct?
Yeah.
And they have completely shoved away the customer.
You know, the thing after this ad went out,
I'm laughing looking at it.
The Dollar Shave Club put "Welcome to the Club." They tweeted out "Welcome to the Club" because all these people are going to leave Gillette and start using the Dollar Shave Club. I mean, that's
I love it.
So anyway, I don't know. It's it's just crazy.
We digress.
Yeah. One last thing, just in the pop culture news, there's a new openness about gender identity into some of America's schools. I don't know if you were familiar with this, but you know, a lot of the schools have all gender restrooms now, which I'm okay if they're single stall. Who cares? I mean, right. You go to the first one available, right? If they're public, like if there's many in there, I don't really want to go into a bathroom where there's girls or women listening to me go to the bathroom. I'm pretty modest, right? Or, you know, I don't know. I don't want to get into gutter talk or bathroom talk, but I'm just saying I don't want to go into the same bathroom and see a lady walking in there and go, oh, this is embarrassing. I remember one time in Russia, I do digress because this is bad. I was in Russia one time and we were in Kazakhstan. We were in this old school building and I had to preach and I was getting ready to preach and I had eaten some borscht and some stuff that they served over there that was not, it was a Russian hot dog that was not doing well with my stomach. And so my stomach was in a mess and I got to go up to preach in like 5 minutes. So I run as far away from where all the people are to go up to this abandoned bathroom in this other part of the school. And I go in there and there's two cleaning ladies in there, and there's no divider stalls. There's just, you know, toilets out there. There's seats, but there's no dividers. And there's two ladies with brooms just doing the broom thing.
And they don't care.
Good. Oh, no. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, I'm trying to explain to them. They don't speak a lick of English. I'm trying to say, I have to go to the bathroom. I need to go. You need to get out. And they're just smiling at me and go, oh, you know, it's like, it's okay. And I was literally about to explode. I'm sorry. I was apologizing. I just had to go. And I felt so bad, but I didn't care. But getting up to preach after that was a very, very difficult task because all I could think about was those poor babushkas, you know, those ladies having to sit there and endure that.
But I'll never forget the restrooms we had in India.
Yeah, those were a treat too, weren't they?
I had to take a picture of them just to bring them back so I could prove that things are different over there than they are here. Well, that's really it. So where were we?
I was talking about the school restrooms, how they've now gone to all gender. Mm-hmm. And now a school district in Washington, D.C., we were talking about California yesterday changing the curriculum. In Washington, D.C., now they're putting on their enrollment forms non-binary. You know what that means? That basically you don't identify as a male female. That's going to be your gender choice, non-binary. Hmm. And I mean, really? I'm a non-binary.
But you can change that down the road.
Well, you can be whatever you want to be.
Right.
I mean, and they're saying this supports and empowers lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning youth. Whatever you want to be, you can be. And there's this one of the teenagers up there basically says that I want to be referred to as they. So where does it stop?
Well, that was the question I was about to ask. Maybe we have some listeners out there who could maybe answer that question. Where does it stop? I mean, you want to identify as a horse today?
Or a dragon, as some person in California did. They said, I'm a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dragon.
Add D to all that. I mean, just name it. It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. And so... For believers, this is SWAT Radio, if you're just tuning in, and we are spiritual warriors advancing truth. And the truth is that you are born, according to God's word, male or female. You're not born binary. You're not born transgender. You are born either a male or female. That does not change just because you have surgery. It doesn't change because you ingest certain hormones. Your body still maintains either a DNA of a male or a DNA of a female. What you choose to identify as, you can say that, but that doesn't change who you really are.
Hmm.
And that's the thing. You can't change truth, Brad. It's truth.
Right.
And it's exclusive. People don't like that. They don't like exclusivity. People don't like the exclusivity of God saying, without trusting Jesus Christ, you do not have eternal salvation. They don't like the exclusivity of God saying male and female. They don't like the exclusivity of him saying that a man and one woman are marriage. That there's a lot of this stuff that we're going to see just continuing to bubble up. And as believers, if you're listening out there, you're going to have an opportunity to speak truth or to withdraw from speaking truth. And, you know, I'm not saying you hate people or be mean to them, but don't withdraw from being a truth speaker in our culture. Mm. God has you here as his representative.
That's right.
And, you know, a friend of mine sent me something a while ago. He actually sent it to encourage me. And but I would like to share it because I think it's really, really important. And he basically was reading this morning about Elijah, you know, and he said that, you know, God did four miracles through Elijah, even culminating in a resurrection. But then in chapter 18, you know, he paid a price. His life was in jeopardy. He was alone most of the time. He had to be lonely at times. He struggled with discouragement and depression so much. In 19, he wanted to die. He paid a great price to be a servant of the Most High God. But A.W. Tozier wrote, "It's doubtful if God can use a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." And God used Elijah very uniquely, but he hurt him deeply too. And bringing pain or allowing the pain to come into his life. And so my friend wrote that to me to just encourage and say, hey, you know, God's raised us up to be men of God.
Yeah.
And call people to himself. And so when we see things happen like we just read about, we need to be people who pray and who people who speak the truth. So when we come back, we're going to continue looking, Brad, at what is saving faith. We'll do a little bit of a review as we go into this third area today, confirmation of that, which is repentance, which is a word that can be a dirty word to some people.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, not to keep going on that, what's going on in the world? Do you see this teacher strike in Los Angeles still going on?
Was like 500,000 students affected by that?
Yeah, 500,000 students. They're spending $500,000 over their budget every year, but they want to raise. They want to, you know, so they're on strike about that.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we'll be right back. SWAT Radio. If you have a question for us, send that to us. ask@swatradio.com.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
SWAT Radio is brought to you in part by Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. is a full-service sales door and window installation company. Both of the owners are licensed contractors and are involved in the daily operations of the company. All of their trucks are company-owned and fully equipped. Their mission is to provide Jacksonville and the surrounding area with door and window replacement services. To learn more, call 904-701-3667. That's 904-701-DOOR. Or online at www.acedoor.com.
Man, I want to let that tune just continue there, Doug, my sweet Lord.
Yes. So yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, yep. we're back on.
Okay. I do that on my phone all the time. I'll be talking. I've got, hello, are you there? Anyway, glad you joined us today here at SWAT Radio. We have been in Matthew chapter 19.
Yeah.
Talking about saving faith.
What is saving faith? And we talked about the character of saving faith on Monday, the conviction of saving faith. By the way, the character of saving faith, Jesus brought a child in front of it. The disciples rebuked people for actually bringing children in front of him. And Jesus, again, uses a child to say that unless you become like this child, you know, these kids are the ones that the kingdoms belong to. And what he's saying is that you have to have a childlike faith to trust him. And that's simple, honest, dependable, humble, authentic, no pride.
Trusting,
all those things. And then yesterday we talked about the conviction of saving faith, which is recognizing our need. We went into the story of the rich young ruler and how he asked Jesus, you know, what is the one thing I got to do? I mean, how do I do it? How do I get in? And because he was apparently a good moral man.
Sure.
And Jesus told him what he had to do. He said, you got to be perfect. To be perfect, he told him, you got to go sell everything. And
makes me think of, and that really made him go away sad.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. His heart.
His
was in his possessions.
It was in that financial gain that he had and experience. And he was a young man. But what's so sad to me, Brad, is Jesus gave him the answer. He gave him the answer, and he went away sad instead of embracing the answer. How often do we want something from God, and he gives us the answer, but we really don't want the answer he gives?
You know, Doug, I wrote down in my notes a couple of days ago when we were discussing this, just as I walked away, what is it in my life that he's pointing out? You know, what is it that he is saying, go do this? You know, what is it that is more important than walking with him, than following him? Because, listen, you know, just personally, you know me, you know my life, you know my wife, you know my children, you know my grandchildren. There's a lot of great things I have.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jesus told me to get rid of all those, walk away from all those, that'd be very difficult.
Well, what if it was just one?
Exactly.
I mean, what if it was the one that was really important to you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can make family. They can make a job. They can make ambition or desire. Any of those can be the thing that is your idol. You know, Tim Keller wrote a great book called Counterfeit Gods a few years ago. And it addresses that very issue about the things in our life. You know, we don't have wooden idols or gold idols. Our idols are the Ben Franklins or the dollar bills or the you know, whatever, it, you know, the tangible things we see, our home, our even our family can be an idol. But hey, we got a call. Scott, you're on the line. Welcome to SWAT Radio.
Semper Fi, guys.
Hey, Semper Fi. Hoorah. So when were you in?
82 to 89.
Well, I was in from
you're 19. Pretty close to that.
Yeah, I was in from 82 to 91. So where were you stationed?
The Big Red One, 1st Battalion, 1st Marines in Pendleton for the first three. And then I went to Hawk Missiles, Yuma, Arizona.
You were at Hawk Missiles. Did you ever know a guy named Colonel Armstrong?
The name doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, he was a Hawk Missile battalion commander. Anyway, he was a good friend of mine. Yeah, I was in Yuma, but I was in Yuma from 87 to 89. So.
Well, towards the end there, I was running the gym.
You were out in Yuma?
So you might have seen me.
I might have seen you out there. I sure might have. I was a Harrier driver out there. That's wild. Well, Scott, welcome to SWAT Radio. What's your question?
Comment, really. That little clip of the Beatles song you guys were playing?
Yeah.
I was listening to that one day, you know, and singing along. Before that, I was enjoying the Lord's presence, and it kind of went away when I started singing that, and I asked him why, and he said, listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
And they're singing to Krishna.
Yeah. Well, they do at the end. You know that, you notice we don't play that part. We play the first part, just like we don't play all of More Than a Feeling or any of the other stuff. The songs that we play on here, we just kind of play some of the music that's from the 70s, because Brad and I are both from the 70s, but it has meaning, you know. And we actually, I don't know if you heard when we first brought that out, we talked about that, that the song itself is not, none of those songs are Christian songs, you know.
Definitely not.
But they have words in them. And do you know why he wrote that song?
Well, I know they were into yogis.
Well, he wrote that song because he was searching for God. He wrote it. That's
in
why
all the wrong places.
Yeah, he was, and that's exactly the point. And you know, when we play that stuff, we play that as some intro in coming in, and a lot of times we'll use that as a launching point to talk about stuff, whether it's More Than a Feeling or My Sweet Lord or whatever, because. You know, the truth is, there's a lot of people that use the name Lord that don't really understand or know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are nothing more than triggers or things that we try to get conversation started with. Just like this, hopefully somebody will listen to this either in the podcast or maybe listening today. And it may make them think a little bit, you know, about that stuff. So how long you been listening?
Promise to no one.
Yeah.
Probably about a year.
Good. Well, good.
Glad to have you, Scott.
Yeah, we are. And thank you for your service out there too, man. Glad you were a former Marine, and would love for you to call in more if you got questions or comments like that. I appreciate you being willing. That is speaking truth too.
Yeah, exactly.
To call in to let people know that, because they might have missed, you know, when we play that song, like I said, the first time we played it, we talked about that, you know, it's not a Christian song, and he wrote it, and he talks about Hare Krishna at the end, There's a lot of the Beatles probably were into that stuff. But anyway, it's just a lead-in song all to generate some conversation. So, I appreciate you calling.
I've called in, talked to you guys a couple times.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can get away for a Wednesday lunch, come join us next Wednesday.
Yeah.
SWAT Radio at the radio station.
Yeah, I'd love to have you join one of our SWAT groups.
I'll have to check them out and see how they fit with my schedule. I'm the household taxi driver here.
Oh my goodness! Well,
I run everybody.
Well,
from the
go
kids to the parents to the pets.
Well, if you go to SWATradio.com, you can see the different meeting locations, and we would really love to have you join us at one of those. It'd be great.
You got a few other Marines there.
Yeah, I do. There's quite a few Marines at different ones, so I'd love for you to join us.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
All right.
God bless you, brother.
Be blessed.
Okay. Love calls like that. It's good.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Good,
you know? Yeah. You know, the thing is that when you, whether it's Boston or, I mean, none of these songs have Christian roots in them,
mm-hmm.
you know, but God sometimes will speak through these other sources to even using a donkey to get a mm-hmm. message across mm-hmm. To people. And we've
also seen some Christian artists who've taken secular songs and made them Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. But, you know, to his point, and we do want to make sure that you understand that My Sweet Lord by George Harrison is not a Christian song. George Harrison was searching for God. When he wrote that song, and that's one of the reasons I chose his, he's searching. And if you really, you know, we don't play the last part, but I wondered why, when I heard that song, why did he write this? And I started doing research, and it was because he was searching. It was a song about his search for God. And, you know, there's a lot of people searching for God. And like Scott said, he's searching in the wrong places.
Place.
And a lot of people do. This rich young ruler was searching for God. You know, when we were talking about this guy, he comes up to Jesus and he asks, "What must I do?" Which shows that he really doesn't understand what Jesus is saying, because what can an infant do?
Yeah.
Exactly. And Jesus was saying, "Hey, you got to be like this, like such as this belongs the kingdom of God." And so,
but that was so diametrically opposed to what he probably grew up with.
It was absolutely diametrically opposed.
He was probably a leader. You know, it says that he was rich young man, rich young ruler.
He was a ruler. He was wealthy. He was influential. But his question and Jesus' response was, "Why do you ask me about what's good?" And he goes, "There's only one who is good, and that only one who is good is God." And as Jesus laid out for him what you have to be. Remember, we talked yesterday about he didn't recognize this deed. Jesus said, "Hey, you got to keep the law. You know what? Keep the commandments." And he gives him all the commandments except the ones that are connected with God. He gives him, "Do not murder. Do not commit adultery.
Honor your parents."
Now, all those things he gives him, and the guy goes, "I've done all these," but I really doubt that he had done them all the way Jesus exposited them in Matthew 5-7 on the Sermon on the Mount, where he said it's about the inside, not the outside. And so Jesus says to be perfect, which was the remedy. That was the answer to his question. To be perfect, you have to sell everything. Go sell your possessions, give to the poor. And it says the young man heard this. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And so when we come back, we're going to look at verse 21 through 26, the confirmation of saving faith, and that's true repentance. What does it mean to repent? What does it really mean? That word has a bad connotation for a lot of people. A lot of people attribute works to that, but when we come back, hopefully we'll be able to help clarify that a little bit.
And who leads that?
Yes.
Who leads us to repentance? Glad you joined us here at SWAT Radio. If you want to call in for that for our next segment, 904-401-1413. If you're outside the Jacksonville area, you can call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-7928. 877-SWAT. You can send us questions at ask@swatradio.com.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. In London, British Prime Minister Theresa May's government survives a vote in Parliament.
That no-confidence vote had been called for by Ms. May's Labour opponents yesterday after the negotiated Brexit deal was overwhelmingly rejected by Parliament. Today's House of Commons vote was by a narrow 325 to 306 margin, meaning that May remains in office. But the Brexit impasse remains, and a Monday deadline now looms for the Prime Minister and Parliament to come up with a new blueprint for Britain's negotiated EU exit. George Bonzani reporting.
And with that fairly tight margin of victory, political analyst Alan Wagner predicts MPs may now try and take more control of the Brexit process away from Theresa May.
What we'd like to see is MPs trying to change the sort of rules of the game in the House of Commons so they can take back control, introduce legislation to revoke, extend Article 50.
And the Brexit set to take effect in March. Senator Lindsey Graham today expressing concern about the president's announcement about a U.S. troop pullout from Syria on the heels of a suicide bombing against coalition forces.
My concern by the statements made by President Trump is that you've set in motion enthusiasm by the enemy we're fighting.
ISIS is now claiming responsibility for that explosion in Syria that killed at least two U.S. troops. Light rain falling on some parts of Northern California ahead of a Pacific storm expected to bring heavy rain and strong winds that could spawn deadly mudslides on hills burned bare by recent wildfires. Jeff England in Marin County telling KGO TV.
I'm worried about leaks, floods, it's at mud slides.
Elsewhere in Malibu, resident Beaver Valenzuela told KNBC-TV he thinks a lot of the fears are overblown.
They're turning this into a Godzilla movie. Godzilla's on the way, right? Everybody leave. Everybody leave. I'm not leaving.
A blizzard warning for much of the Sierra Nevada and Lake Tahoe takes effect tonight. More from townhall.com.
You're seeing some delays on the west side because of some roadway debris on the west beltway, 295 northbound at the exit at Normandy Boulevard, blocking the left lane. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on I-10 eastbound at the exit at Hammond Boulevard, and planned construction on Beach Boulevard westbound at Parental Home Road, blocking two right lanes, so expect delays. Clear and cold tonight, expect a low 36, Thursday sunny, high up to 65.
Hey guys, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad and Doug here this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, by the way. Really cold night last night, but here it is. It's 3:35. It is gorgeous outside.
It is nice.
I wish I had time to maybe go break away, go hit some balls or something on the range.
Yeah, you know.
I got work to do.
Steve had told me it's supposed to be up and down this weekend, but I talked to somebody a while ago. They said it's supposed to be cold on Sunday. I don't know what the answer is. Yeah, it's changed. Wait. You mean the weather changes?
It's Jackson.
Wow. Yeah. The weather changes. Yeah, 70 tomorrow or Saturday, and then it's supposed to get cold again on Sunday.
Well,
so
if you're like me, you haven't gotten your 10,000 steps for the day in, this would be a good time to go out and take care of that.
Hey,
outside.
I wanted to remind our listeners, too, that start thinking now. If you have never been to Israel, January 17th, 2020, that's 2020. So that gives you a whole year. That's 1 year and 1 day from today. 1 year and 1 day from today, we are going to take a group over to Israel and would love for you to join us. It's going to be an awesome trip. And you can be baptized in the Jordan River. You will go to the Mount of Beatitudes. You will go to
Caesarea Maritime, Caesarea Philippi.
You'll go to Bethsaida, Chorazin, Capernaum. You'll get to go to the tomb. You'll get to go to the garden at Gethsemane.
Shepherd's Field.
You'll get to go to the Nazareth village and see life as it was then. It's an awesome trip. It's life-changing for every. I've never known anybody that's gone on our trips and has not come back and go, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Everybody comes back and says, that was life-changing.
How many times you been over?
Five. Okay. Yeah, so
every time you go, is it still
it's awesome.
Life-changing
it
in some
is
ways?
Absolutely incredible. I learned something new every time. The Bible goes from being like you're listening to a radio broadcast of the Bible to seeing it in high-definition television. It's a really, really life-changing event. So we'd love for you to join us. If you want more information about that trip, you can email ask@swatradio.com and just put information on Israel trip January and I'll send it to you.
And that's not just a man's trip.
Oh no, no, no.
Wives, that's, families.
Yeah, we have people that bring their kids. The only thing I would say about bringing children is we would ask that they be at least 14 years of age or older, and that if you bring your children, you are responsible for those children. Because I don't have time to make sure that they are taken care of on the trip because I'm taking care of all the adults. So if you want to join us, space is limited. We already have a good number signed up. So if you want to go, I would not wait too late into this year because it'll probably be full probably by the end of March. So you got a little bit of time, but we'd love for you to join us. And if you haven't want to ask, for more information, just ask at SWATradio.com. So,
well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good trip. So I'm glad you're going to get to go, and you've already been, and you want to go again. So absolutely. What does that say?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, definitely. Well, let's jump in the text. Why don't I read it? What we're looking at.
Matthew 19, right?
We'll go verse 16 through
26.
Through 26. And behold, a man came up to him, saying, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which ones? And Jesus said, You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This young man said to him, All these I have kept. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
So, Brad, we looked at the first part where verses 13 through 15 we covered on Monday where the children were being brought to him, and he's laying out the character of saving faith being like a child. And then yesterday we talked about the conviction of saving faith, and that's recognizing our need. The rich young ruler did not recognize his need. He said, I've done all that. And then he didn't see the need for Jesus in his life. He didn't see the need for a sacrifice. He didn't see the need for a savior. And we talked about that at length yesterday. We talked about when you're wealthy, like most of us are, if you're listening to this, you qualify for that. Most wealthy people have no need for God. They trust in their own resources. Most wealthy people are tied to the world. They have too much to lose or risk, and so they tend to take the world on their terms. They also tend to be selfish and be consumers, not conduits. And we were created by God as his children to be conduits of his grace and mercy to other people, not hoarding and consuming resources and talents and all that for us. Well, Jesus goes on in this, or Matthew actually goes on in this story, telling what happens, bringing out the fact about the confirmation of saving faith being demonstrated in what we know as repentance. Now, that word repentance, Brad, what do you think it means? Like, when you were growing up, what did that mean to you? If you heard the word repent, what does that mean?
Turn.
It means to turn.
I mean, I know it's a military term, about face.
Well, I kind of thought it meant, you know, growing up for me, I thought it just meant saying I'm sorry. Mm. Are you going to repent? I thought it meant just saying I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really understand the context of it being you're going in one direction and you're saying, I don't want to go in this direction anymore. I want to go in the opposite direction. That's what you're alluding to. And for a lot of people, what they think it means is they think it means that if you are going in one direction, you have to make yourself go in another direction. That's not what it means either. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ability to change your direction, Brad?
Yep.
You do? You can do it apart from God?
Oh, no.
No, that's so, yeah. So no, but my point is that we can't do it. We can only desire God to do it, and we call out to him to give us the strength to do it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so a lot of people think that, well, and what I mean by that is a lot of people say, well, you know what? I'm going to beat the drug habit.
I'm going to work harder.
I'm going to work harder. I'm going to read my Bible more. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to church more. I'm going to do this. And they do it in the power of their own strength, and they end up failing. And they go, why? Why is this not working? Because repentance is granted by God. True repentance is something that he does to us. We can desire it. We can cry out for it, but we can't do it on our own. It's a response to him where we say, so when the disciples say repent and believe, what they're saying is don't desire the same direction you're going to. Mm-hmm. The actual word means a change of mind. Mm-hmm. It's actually saying I'm changing the mind of my direction. I don't want to go this way. I want God to take me in the opposite direction. Mm. And so repentance is the confirmation of saving faith. When you see that in somebody's life, it's going to affect their lifestyle. You cannot reject the lordship of Jesus Christ and embrace his saviorhood. I mean, and really embrace it. Because if you embrace him as savior, the same side of that coin that you're taking is the opposite.
There's no option.
Yeah, there's no option to his lordship. You can't say, well, I'm not going to obey him. Yeah. Well, you can, but what's he going to do? He's going to bring discipline in your life. Mm-hmm. He's going to bring some discipline.
If you're really his child.
If you're his child. Now, if you're not his child, he won't bring discipline.
He may give you over to your
He'll give you desires. Over to exactly right. And so the confirmation is repentance. Repentance is always a part of true salvation. 1 John 3:9 says that no one practicing sin is a pattern of their life is born of God. That's pretty strong.
Very.
And what he's saying is you're not going to continue an unrepentant pattern of sin in your life if you're truly his child, because what's going to happen is you're going to be aware of that sin. You're not going to want that sin. You're going to cry out to him. It doesn't mean you're perfect. So please do not hear Brad and I saying that you have to be perfect as a believer. He's saying that you have to be perfect if you want to get there on your own. But what did he say? What did he tell the guy, to the disciples? He says, no, what's impossible with man is possible with God. That's why we can't bring about repentance. And when we come back from this last break, we're going to read a couple of passages of scripture that clarify where repentance comes from. It doesn't come because of your will. Your willpower does not bring about repentance. Mm. Repentance comes from God, just like faith comes from God. I never knew that, Brad, until years ago. I mean, as a child growing up, I didn't know that. I mean, I heard about that, but I kind of was confused about it. So I hope that if you're listening today, you understand true repentance is a part of salvation. You cannot continue in the lifestyle of the world saying you love the world, especially according to 1 John 2:15. You can't say you love the world and you love God with the same unconditional love. He changes your desires. He changes the direction of your life. And that's what that means to be repentant.
Yeah. We'll clarify a little bit more when we come back from the break. Glad you joined us today. If you want to call, 904-401-1413. You can call outside Jacksonville, 1-844-777-7928. Yeah, if you have a question, we'll answer it on air. Ask@SWATradio.com.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
SWAT Radio is brought to you on The Truth by Evolve Bank and Trust. Evolve offers investment services, trust and mortgage services, physician lending, and equipment finance. Through its affiliates, a network of bankers, trust officers, and mortgage advisors, they offer a wide array of loan products and services and are actively involved in the growth of the communities they serve. Evolve is a nationwide lender providing residential mortgage loans, including conventional, FHA, VA, home equity lines of credit, reverse mortgages, and USDA loans. More information is available by calling Michael Koopman with Evolve Bank and Trust at 727-415-2214. Their web address is www.clearwater.evolve.mortgage. Equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
Back to SWAT Radio, Brad Sykes, Doug McCary, and yes, the Doopie Brothers. I was thinking about that. I don't know. We probably don't want to get into that song.
No, let's not get into the Doobie Brothers.
That was probably written.
But Jesus is just all right with me. Yeah. He is all right with me.
Amen.
And he's all right with me because he's my Lord. He's my King. He's my everything. And I'm so thankful for what he's done. You know, Brad, in Luke 14:33, Jesus says, if you're not willing to leave everything, you're not worthy to be mine.
Yeah.
That's a pretty steep thing right there, that to leave everything
if you don't hate your name it,
yeah,
whatever it is.
And so repentance means that you are saying, I do not want to go in the way of the world, I want to go in another direction. And you know, there's some clarity in John 1, where in John 1 the apostle John was writing about being in the family of God. And he makes this statement at the end of John 1:13, but I want you to read John 1:12-13. Mm-hmm. And I think it can bring some clarity to this whole issue of repentance, where it comes from, because it comes where our salvation comes from. So read for us.
All right, John 1:12, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Who gave the right?
God gave them the right.
He gave the right, yeah.
He gave the right to become children of God who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
So, in other words, it's not anything we do. It's not what we choose to do. We respond to him. We respond to his graciousness and his mercy in our life. 2 Timothy 2:24 also brings it out that this repentance comes from him.
Yeah, and the Lord's servants must not be quarrelsome. Am I on the right path? 2 Timothy?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. And the Lord's servants must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth.
Wait, God may what?
Grant them.
So if he grants it, that means it comes from him, right?
Correct.
So again, repentance is not something we manufacture.
Yeah.
It's something that's a gift of God, just like faith is a gift of God. And, you know, when I think of Levi, the tax collector who wrote this, you know, particular gospel we're reading, what did he do to earn salvation?
Nothing.
What did he do to repent? I mean,
he wasn't even looking for
it. Yeah, he was sitting at a tax booth, greedy, and Jesus said, come follow me, and he went. He just started following. What about Zacchaeus?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Zacchaeus was looking. He was looking to see who this guy was, and Jesus said, hey, I'm going to your house today. When he said that, what did he say he was going to do? He was going to pay back everybody.
Right.
He was going to, there was a change in his life.
Yeah.
What about the Apostle Paul?
Mm.
Killing Christians, tormenting people, putting them in jail, and within a matter of, what, a few days?
Yep.
He was changed from the inside out.
Not perfect.
No. Because they repented. They forsook their sin, which means they walked away. There's a biblical saying, forsake, to walk away, to follow Jesus. That's what it means to repent. You go away from the world and you go toward him. That's what it means. I think Paul says it, and I'm trying to remember if it's in Timothy or Acts, but it's repenting away from idols to God. But there's another passage in James 2, and it deals with this whole issue of faith and how it impacts our life. The repentance is seen in our life. It's confirmation of saving faith. Somebody is not saved in the Lord Jesus simply because they confess it with their mouth. Now, people will say that. I heard a person say that not too long ago. They were given a gospel presentation. If you prayed that prayer, then you can know for certain you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that have professed Jesus. It's not what you profess, it's what you possess. Right. It's what's inside of you. And yes, profession is a part of it, but if that's all there is and there's no heart change to go along with it, then you really didn't grasp it in your heart. It was just a head thing. It was a superficial thing. And that's what we're talking about here.
And I think, Doug, the rich young ruler in this passage that we've been looking at, if he'd been doing all the things, he knew something was missing. Why would he ask the question?
Exactly. He knew there was something not right. But I want to be very clear that the confirmation of your faith is seen in a repentant heart. And what that means is, I didn't say it was seen in a perfect heart, but it's seen in a repentant heart. That means you do not want the way of the world. You don't want the things the world has to offer over Christ. And I mentioned 1 John 2:15 a while ago. It says, how can you say you love God and love the world with this unconditional love? And what is the world? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life. You cannot love God and those things with equal love. Those things doesn't mean you can't enjoy a nice home or a nice car, or you enjoy a vacation or your family. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy going out and having a good time doing something. But what it means is, if those things come above God in your life, then you've got a problem there. I don't know how you can have a repentant heart. You know, James chapter 2 verse 14 lays it out pretty clear, and I'm going to have you read that here.
Yeah. Yeah, James 2, verse 14, I'll take it down to 26. Okay. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Verse 18, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one? You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown? you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead.
So that whole section there is saying that it's not what you say. It's the evidence of a changed life that flows from a heart that's been repentant and changed.
Let me share this quote I read yesterday as we were preparing. John MacArthur said, saving faith is not just believing that Jesus lived and died. Faith that saves is the confident, continuous confession of total dependence on and trust in Jesus Christ to meet the requirements on your behalf to give you entrance into God's eternal kingdom. It's the surrender of your life and complete trust to Him to do what you cannot do. I'm going to try and memorize that quote because it's so powerful.
That's a great quote. And that's John MacArthur.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. There was a statement going around in the culture at that time saying it's easier for an elephant to go through the eye of a needle. And Jesus just obviously substituted camel there. But the point of that is he's saying it's easier for that to happen than a rich person to get into heaven, a wealthy person to get into heaven. And the disciples were astonished, and they said, who can then be saved? And Jesus looked at him and said, with man, it's impossible, with God, all things. You know, you may be out there and thinking, you know, I'm not good enough. Or you may be thinking, I don't need it. Both of those are not good responses to the word of God. He wants you to know that he wants those who think they're not good enough. He wants those who thinks they're needy. He wants those who thinks they're useless, thinks they've made too many mistakes. That's who he came for. If you think you don't need him,
you need
to read the word again and look at what he says about the standard that's needed to get into heaven. It's perfection. Are you perfect? You may think you are, but there's no one. The Bible itself says there's no one who is righteous. No, not one except for Jesus. Jesus is the only one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And because of that, the wages of sin is death, and earn us eternal death without Jesus Christ.
And you may be out there right now thinking, I've said the prayer. I've walked an aisle. I've been back. I've done all those things. But there's no change.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sitting behind this mic saying you're not saved. We're simply saying that certain, Paul said, except, you know, what do you say?
I don't know.
Check yourself.
Yeah, examine yourself.
Examine yourself. Don't go through life thinking it's a transaction. I walked an aisle, got baptized, I did whatever, I said the prayer, I'm in. Listen, if there hasn't been a change of heart and life, you need to examine that.
Well, you know, Paul Little said it this way. I loved how he said it. He said, you know, the problem is for a lot of us that too many people make a decision. Like, you would never meet your wife and ask her the day you met her to get married. You get to know them. The problem for a lot of people, if they said, yes, I want to marry Jesus, and they've not even got to know him, and so they don't make a commitment. But one day you've got to stand up in front of everybody and say, I surrender my life to this person. If you're listening, let that day be today for you.
Amen. Glad you joined us today, Doug. Good to be with you. I won't be back till Monday, but I know you've got great company tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
God bless SWAT Radio.
Jumping Jack's House of Food in the morning.
6:30.
Yep.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual warriors and spreading His truth.
WTRJ, Orange Park.